Okay, I mentioned this yesterday really, really early and then was chatting with a friend about it yesterday afternoon, and my friend seemed to think that I was in the wrong here. So I was like, okay, let's have this conversation because maybe I would assume we've been in some, everybody's been in a similar situation to this one. So yesterday I parked in the parkade where we always park when we come in the morning. Mm. The parking spots are tiny, tiny, tiny there, right? Like they just are.
Yeah, they were not meant to park, you know, 21st century pickup trucks and big SUVs.
I don't think they were made for you to be able to get out of your vehicle, basically. Yeah. Like they're just really small spots. So I park. I'm up close to the car next to me because we all are. Like
you have no choice to be.
You have no choice.
Between the lines, you're still kind of
exactly.
Close.
There were other parking spots. I didn't have to park next to this man who I didn't notice until I went to get out of my car that he was still sitting in his car. Mm-hmm. But as we know, when we leave, all the parking spots are filled up anyway. It does. You know what I mean? It's not like everybody gets two spaces. They fill up pretty quickly.
Right.
He starts like freaking out in his car and making these actions, telling me to move my vehicle. Like, move your car. You're not going to leave your car there.
Why?
Like, what? I don't know. And I get annoyed with him. I end up moving my car because I didn't want him to like key it or something.
Right.
I was, you know, I didn't want to leave it there. So I end up moving my car and walking, and I walk by him. You can imagine how I felt about this whole situation. Mm-hmm. Gave him a little like eye roll, dude, as in you're not the boss of the world. You don't control where everybody parks.
Right.
And in my opinion, he should have moved. You know, if you have an issue with what's going on, then you should move. So I was chatting with a friend yesterday and he goes, oh my God, I can't stand when people park next to my car. I was definitely in the wrong.
Mm-hmm. This is a tough one, but I feel like there is an expectation to just behave better when you know you're being watched, and parking falls under that category. Like, why? There's too much that could go wrong. You know, you have to, I would, just to be on the safe side, I would have chosen another spot. Because what if you open your door and you like accidentally sort of ding?
Well, it's always
the car.
It's always a risk to park in a public parking. Yeah. I think we all know that it's always a risk.
But if you have the choice to park next to a car where there's someone in it and where it's not,
I didn't notice. I didn't notice until I went to get out that this guy was sitting there. Basically,
okay.
But now I have. Listen, if I go missing,
right.
No, I have an enemy. I came in and told Mark because he's there this morning too, giving me the evil eye. Like I have an enemy now. Mark's just like, you need to be careful.
Seriously,
I know.
Be careful. Yeah, people, you never know who you're dealing with. And so also to be on the safe side, just get your own, find your own spot.
Well, I did today. I didn't know. Yes, Kim, this was not my fault.
No, and I think they're stealing our spots. I'm just saying. Because we're there first, usually, and it's construction guys. Not that I have anything against construction guys.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's like, you know, the bathroom stall conundrum?
Right.
He probably feels like, you know, move over one cubicle. Yeah.
I get it. And I get it. And in a perfect world, that would happen all the time. But, you know, it doesn't always happen. It's like, it's also the gym lockers. Remember the gym when we could go to the gym?
Yeah.
And you'd go into the locker room and there'd be three people and you'd be right beside each other because it's just the law. It's Murphy's Law.
Maybe he was considering your car. You drive a nicer car. He was in a pickup truck. Maybe he thought to himself that you were
He wasn't in a pickup truck.
Maybe he just thought you were too close so that he couldn't open his door safely without maybe... like hitting your car. So maybe he was just trying to tell you, give me the heads up, like find another spot so I don't accidentally hit your car when I open
my door.
Or
maybe he just thinks he's parkade patrol too.
Maybe that.
And he's like the boss. I'm going to tell everyone where to park. Mark, am I right?
Yeah, maybe he just has this thing. I don't know. My wife and I have this crazy thing. I know we're wrong, but we can't stand when someone parks in front of our house.
You can't control that.
I know.
You don't get to.
We know. And we don't say anything. And we know. We laugh between us that we're nuts that it bugs us, but it just bugs us.
So. Please tell me you don't say anything ever.
Of course not. We know it's wrong.
You're allowed to have those feelings. And he was allowed to think whatever he wanted as well. I think the line is when you go and approach the person and say, excuse me, I don't like what you're doing and I'm not going to move and I want you to move. Come
on. You're right. That's where accidents happen.
Enough. Mm-hmm. I don't know his name. What are we going to call him? Claude. Okay. Claude. Enough. Let's do a quick
curmudgeon
go. Look, Angie just texted and she said, sorry, Nikki, I'm in agreement with the other guy. I don't understand how that happens. You can text us snow this morning as well. All right. So yesterday morning, this happened in a parkade. In true Sam fashion, he's making me feel like I was at fault here because I parked next to another vehicle. The parking spots are small. They really are. It's always a risk when you're parking in there. They put a sign right up there telling you, go at your own risk. It's a disaster in there. They're very, very small spots. And this guy didn't want me to park next to him, basically, and started freaking out in his vehicle until I moved my car. Now I for sure have an enemy.
I just feel like you need to be a little bit more considerate when someone is in their car, you know, because you never know how you can come across, and you want to make sure that when you're leaving your car, you leave on the best terms, because at the end of the day, they're still there and you're not, and your car's there.
Well, I know my car was there, and that's why I moved my vehicle, because I was like, Claude's about to kick it in.
Someone had a good suggestion, like a tactic that they used to park to sort of show their consideration. They said they always park to the right of cars so that they can choose the distance and make sure there's enough space for them to get out, which usually means that they'll be hugging the other line. But it's just being like having the awareness, like if I'm parking next to someone, to think to myself, is there enough room for them to open their door and vice versa?
Let me tell you, Sam, there's never enough room to open the there's no door. It's just your coat gets dirty as you crunch yourself up against the vehicle. You go there too. They're all filled up. It's not like by the time we leave our show, there's still a ton of space in there. It's all going to be filled up. So if it's not me parking next to you, Claude, it's going to be someone else parking next to you.
What happened to that great spot you used to have that was sort of on the corner where you can park your car in an angle and you had all the room in the world to open your door?
Me for parking on an angle?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You have a problem with everything I do? You and Claude both?
I'm stringent when it comes to parking.
Jack, good morning. What do you think?
Maybe he knows that you back into things in the parking garage.
You just had
a little scuff up.
Okay, that was a pillar. That was not a car or a person.
It could have been a human being.
Well, a car, you never know.
Jack, you're on Claude's side here.
I'm not on Claude's side. I was just poking a little fun at you.
We love you. Have a great day.
You too.
Someone on our text line was in a similar situation, and they have words of advice for you. A woman did a similar thing to me, and I asked her if she was the parking police and told her to mind her own business. Would you have had the gall to tell him that?
To mind his own business?
Yeah.
No. Well, yeah, I might have. He was in his vehicle, so this was all through action that he was telling me what to do.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Maybe if we were to have a conversation. Okay, so Mark mentioned something a little bit similar. You said that you hate when people park outside your house.
I don't know what it is, why it is. My wife and I hate when there's a car parked right in front of our house.
You know it's none of your business and you can't control this, right?
We don't say anything and we laugh among us, but we it just bugs us to our core.
All right, Sonia, you actually agree with Mark?
Oh my God, do I ever. We have a residence. We're on a residential street. We all have at least double driveways, so you can fit at least four cars.
Okay.
And we have a neighbor that has four cars, and every day they line up in front of our house.
In front of your house.
Please tell me, okay, and I can understand your feelings. It's okay to feel that way, but please tell me you don't say anything to them.
Oh, boy. We don't say anything, but my husband and I both go to the living room windows and we watch.
Oh, and you give him the dirty looks?
Oh, my gosh.
Because a couple of years ago, my husband bought a brand new car. We were doing some work in the yard, and we needed our driveway. So he parked in front of our house. And nonchalantly, the neighbors in front of us decided to, I don't know what they were doing, but they decided to park their cars in front of the house. They didn't watch. They didn't look behind them. And they rammed into his brand new car.
Oh.
Swear to God, my whole neighborhood.
Sorry?
My whole neighborhood heard all sorts of foul language and my husband's very angry conversation with them.
Oh,
and
no.
Still to this day, they stay parked in front of our home. And it's pure laziness.
It's lazy. Okay. Is your husband's name Claude?
No.
All right. Sonia, thanks so much for chatting with us. I hope you have a great day.
Same to you.
Okay, take care.
You know how people have those little stakes on their lawn that say, you know, please be mindful, and it has like the image of a dog with the, you know, urinating with the X over it.
Yeah.
Like I wonder if like you could put up similar things to say, be mindful, or kindly don't park in front of my house.
You don't know. You, Mark, Sam, you, Claude, you don't get to control the world. You can move. You can sell your home.
Yeah, we can move and let them park.
You know what? Move down to where I live. Nobody can park in front of my home. I'm on the 18th floor. You can try that. All right, thanks so much for all the texts at 92925. Appreciate it. Right now it's 7:18. We've got Post Malone on the way for you. Love this one.